Aaron Disco Wilson is a shirt off man. Especially when he wins Commonwealth Games gold medals in the lawn bowls. It was shirt off straight away, cutting laps of the rink. And the champ has been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're going well. Can we just go straight to Disco? Is that what we call you these days?
Yeah, Disco's fine. Yeah, for sure.
Talk me through that, just by the way. Just how does a man who does lawn bowls get the nickname Disco?
Yeah, well, back in my younger prime, 10-odd years ago, quite enjoyed the nightlife scene. And more than less, you'd see me out more than up and about than that.
Fantastic stuff. Now, I'm keen to talk about your prowess on the greens. Don't worry about that. But the shirt-off activity. I can't imagine that Betty and Edna at the bowls club is going to be rapt about the shirt-off action at wherever you've been bowling on the way up through the ranks. Where did that come from?
Yeah, well, I certainly wish I had a better rig, a better six-pack going on, but the keg. But now the history behind that, Kelvin Kirko won the gold medal in Melbourne back in 2006, and it was a bit of a promotion for him as well, and it sort of became a bit of a tradition in itself. And obviously in 18 and recently got the rig out, and pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Now, Aaron, I want to know how you got into lawn bowls, because you've just said yourself, you're a bit of a socialite, get out amongst it. Telling people late at night, hey, I'm a lawn bowler, I'm not sure that was necessarily going to be sort of sealing the deal in certain situations.
It's probably not the best of a pickup line.
No, but so, and I mean that in all due respect, but so how is it that lawn bowls became something for you at such a young age?
Yeah, so one of my brothers got involved quite early. I was still playing cricket and football at that stage, and took up the game bowls. Brother, you know, really keen and good player in his own right, but really enjoyed it, and continued on with it.
Right, and how long did it take before you beating your brother?
Not too soon after.
You would have been a bit flat.
But they're all. All pretty lucky in that respect. We've got four brothers and they all play, so they were quite competitive against each other. And sort of a household of competitive sort of sports people, I guess.
So beating your brothers is sort of one thing, but when do you know you're actually really good from an international stage on this lawn bowl stuff?
Look, there's certainly a process to get through the junior ranks and then into more the senior, but it's certainly been a fun journey, and been lucky enough to get a few titles, and to represent Australia is a massive honour, and certainly we keep doing that as long as I can.
Yeah. So going into Birmingham, were you expecting to win gold? Were you expecting to be able to go deep into the tournament?
Yeah, well, it's a place where the Aussies haven't really done too good in the UK. The conditions, the greens are quite unique compared to Australia. We're quite lucky with our clubs, the surfaces and conditions, but they're quite slow over there. So it's quite a big push in your technique and delivery. Look, our preparation was really good as a squad, and we left no stone unturned and gave ourselves the best opportunity to perform, I guess.
So are you sort of saying, we talk about it when we talk about cricket in the UK, the conditions are different, we've got to adjust from our batting and bowling perspective. Do they use the Duke's balls over there, do they?
No, the lawns still sort of are the same, but the main thing, I guess, is a wider bias bowl. So in Australia, quite narrow is our bias, and then obviously... when I talk about bias, it's a bigger turning model, if that makes sense.
Yep.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. So the significance of defending your title, to win back-to-back Commonwealth Games gold medals in your event, it's not something that has happened for over 50 years. How significant was that for you?
Yeah, so I'm still sort of pinching myself. I've been talking to a few mates and they've brought up the history of, who's actually done it before and how many years ago it happened, and... when you put it in perspective, it's a pretty special moment, I guess, having the back, eh?
Yeah, and then for someone so young, I mean, you could go on a bit of a roll here. Pardon the pun.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Well, there's the next Comm Games will be in my hometown, Bendigo. So that's sort of the next go for me, sort of aim up and hopefully try well and have another opportunity. But, 4 years away, there's a lot of bowls to be played before then, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's a fantastic story. It's great for bowls. It's great for personality in sport. We love that sort of stuff, Disco. We need more of this stuff. Make sure you don't hold back any further. What's next? The shirt's off. What's next?
Yeah, so a bit of domestic play in Australia now. So got state series, Australian indoors, and a few different events coming up. But no, look, to everyone out there, I'd certainly encourage them to get involved in the game of bowls. And you know, it's one of the fun social sports too, whether you're playing at the highest level or the social level. And well, you know, obviously, you can have a cheeky little beer on the side if you want to have a drink. So, yeah, no, it's an awesome game.
What's your go-to? Is it the backhand or the forehand?
Well, good question.
I find that the backhand's easier to bowl than the forehand. The forehand tends to move a bit more.
Yeah, that's, everyone's got a personal preference. I'm more of a forehand sort of player myself, but yeah, I guess it's what you think. You know, practice and get more confident on that.
And do you have mystery balls, like where you maybe...
Zooter.
Well, it's just something a bit different that you can kind of throw up to your opponent that get them a little bit intimidated.
Well, you can certainly play a few little flipper drives and all that to keep it interesting, but yeah, no, there's a few little tactics involved.
Are you making some cash out of this? Have you got some... I mean, I can't imagine being a lucrative career at lawn bowls, but is there some sponsorship dollars coming your way on the back of this? Do you make some cash out of a gold medal?
Yeah, obviously a bit of a bonus and reward, but yeah, look, I'm pretty lucky. I work at the Cabramatta Bowling Club in Sydney, high-performance coach there. So it's obviously still got a job as well, but they've been really good supporters of obviously my bowls career and bowls in general.
Well, I reckon there'll be a few people getting on board with the success you've had of recent times, and hopefully many, many more successful ventures going forward. You'll get a bit of love from the corporate community. Hopefully give you a chance to focus on your craft. Well done, Disco. It is a great story. Love having a chat to new personalities in the world of sport around these parts. We wish you the best of luck.
No, thank you, heaps. Thanks for the opportunity, guys. Good.